Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I'm your host today, Jared Timms, and I'm joined alongside my co-host, my partner in crime, Nate Green. Nate, tis the season. We're back to having some fun interviews, so we're going to forget about you for a second. Guys, we are joined by Angels' ninth round pick from 2022, Tri-City Dust Devil, Joe Stewart. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for jumping on. We're doing good. In general, first off, how was the season, man? How'd it all go? How's Instructs? All that fun stuff.
Yeah, season was good. Got to, got sent out a little bit, probably a week after the draft. The draft finished, sent all of us out to Arizona for a little like mini camp type thing. Did that for a few days. And then, they got, especially the position players, they got a couple of us out pretty quick. I got sent out to Tri-Cities, played the rest of the season there. And, it was just really fun. Just get to, get acclimated to pro ball. Obviously it's the same game, but it's a much different game. So, to get out there and play, obviously, it's a shortened season and it's, we haven't really gone into our first full year, but the fact that the Angels were able to get a lot of us out there and, get a taste of it going into our first off season is super valuable just to kind of know like what it's like, what you need to work on. It was great. Season ended, got to go home for a couple weeks, about a week and a half. Got a nice little break and then sent back to Arizona and started Instructs on, I believe, September like 24th or 25th. So, then just did that for a month and got done yesterday. So it was, it was good. We got to do a lot of cool stuff. Got to get out to Anaheim, see the stadium. It was it's interesting because you get drafted, you get sent out. So you really only know, you know, the guys in your draft class and the guys that I was with in Tri-City. So it's fun to get to meet a lot of the different kids in the organization, you know, get to see them play, get to do some work with them. And, you know, it was just a fun experience to be around the guys.
Anyone in particular? Did you face Ben Joyce? I mean, just right off the bat.
Yeah. Ben didn't throw. He actually, you know, he was at Instructs, but he pretty much just shut it down and was there just lifting and doing stuff like that with us. So yeah, no, we didn't get any live from Ben. It's, you know, it definitely would be a fun at bat to see what it's like, but, yeah, no, he was shut down. So
that's good. That's good to hear. I don't think anybody wants to really face him in the org. So
no, especially as a right-hander, it's not the most fun at bat. I could assume.
No, glove side pool. I can only imagine. I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
No. We're pitchers. Yep. So, I mean, we have no, I don't want to face that. Nothing above 90. Yeah. So appreciate it. Nate, I'm not forgetting about you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this interview. I mean, he's even bigger person, like bigger than you could imagine. So this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah. I know we're excited to talk a little, you know, Michigan State action, all that fun stuff. So Joe, right off the bat, I'm start off a little rapid fire questions. I didn't, nothing too crazy, but just to kind of get you acclimated with all this fun stuff. So, best/favorite baseball movie of all time.
Ooh. You know, I'm a big fan of some of the older movies. I probably have to go with Major League. I really like Major League. You know, it's a good little mix of comedy and baseball, so I like that one a lot.
Sweet, perfect. Thank you. I mean, you're right in line with us there. Any pregame rituals, pregame superstitions, anything like that? You got to get out at a certain time.
Yeah, no, I'm not really a super, you know, super big superstition guy. Just for me, it's more just getting out there. You know, the routine changed for sure once you get to pro ball. Just it was a different routine. But, yeah, I just like to make sure I get to, you know, get a good stretch on my own and kind of loosen up my body, you know, before I actually get out into the field. So it's just, you know, doing stuff and like to roll out, you know, stretch out the hamstrings, stuff like that. So no big, like really big superstitions, which is probably not a very fun answer, but that's just, you know, it's just kind of how I am.
No. Some guys are like that. So it's not, it is what it is. So, Rawlings Wilson, or you use something else?
I kind of all of them right now. In college, I've used all of them. I used Marucci, Rawlings Wilson. Last year had Wilson. I actually have a Wilson and a Rawlings right now that I'm breaking in. So I'm right now to be determined. We'll see which one I like more. So.
Love it. Absolutely love it. What kind of bat you use?
Kind of the same thing.
Same?
I currently, yeah, I've at Instructs, I swung a Chandler that I really liked. But I have some Victus bats I've been swinging. It's interesting. There's a lot of things you don't think of when you get sent out to pro ball and like the different kind of woods and stuff. I feel like I would get summer ball in college and I would kind of just use whatever they had, but you know, it really is it's a different, each bat is a different feel. You know, the woods are a different feel. So there's definitely bats that are more suited for certain guys. So that's kind of been fun too. I think I've swung Old Hickory, Victus, Chandler, and Louisville Slugger all in my short little stint in pro ball. And so it's been good. I think right now I like the Chandlers and Victus the most. Old Hickory is great too. Yeah. I mean, again, it's, we'll see. I gotta swing them a little more. So.
Awesome. Love it. Last but not least, favorite flavor seed.
Ooh, I think I'd go with the dill pickle. I like the dill pickle ones a lot.
Perfect. No, I love it. I think I was, what I have salted caramel was my favorite. Nate was a barbecue guy. So a little different.
Interesting.
A little different here from us. So perfect. Appreciate it. A little rapid fire there for you guys. First question for me, you know, we have a big game this weekend. I don't think we're gonna put this podcast out before it comes out, but of course, Michigan State, you actually played at both. You grew up a Michigan State fan from what I read. Is it tough to, you know, root for somebody at the moment? I mean, you got drafted as a Wolverine. Is it tough or is it still Michigan State?
You know, it is. It's really tough because everyone wants to know this too. Everyone wants to know what school I root for.
There aren't too many guys either that have done this. So
I would and I think baseball wise, at least, you know, I think from, you know, guys have looked back and tried to do a little research, but I think I might've been the only one. There is actually another guy that from Michigan State that just transferred over to Michigan. in the for this season too. So who knows? Maybe I started a trend. I don't know, but you know, I don't want to start any beef there. But yeah, for me, I graduated from Michigan State. Obviously, got drafted out of Michigan, so I just have ties to both schools. Grew up a State fan, so I'll always be a Spartan. And you know, definitely didn't expect to go to Michigan. That wasn't really the original plan, but you know, just being there for a short year, it felt like home so quick. You know, they accepted me so quick on the team, and it really is. You know, you grow up a Michigan State fan, and you hate Michigan, but you hate Michigan because, you know, because of how great of a place it is. And you know, it's not a jealousy thing, but it's like, of course, when something's at the top and on that pedestal, you know, you obviously want to be there as well. And I'm very lucky that I've gotten to go to both schools, and you know, they're both such good academic, athletic, you know, they're just great campuses. You know, it's really lucky that being in a state like Michigan, you have two major universities like that. So I honestly root for both. And I hope both teams have success. You know, it's the last year, I know I kind of understand that getting drafted out of a school, and winning a Big Ten championship there and stuff, there's definitely a lot of ties with me that, you know, at Michigan. And, you know, when they say on my roster where I'm from, it says University of Michigan. And, you know, so that's always, you know, probably going to be, you know, where I say I'm from, as far as if people ask real quick, where'd you go to school? But, you know, I root for both. When they play, I just kind of keep my mouth shut, really. You know, I have some of my best friends are from Michigan State, and I've met a lot of great people at Michigan too. So, you know, it is one of those things where I kind of give the answer that a lot of people don't like. I know they want me to pick, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, until you've done it and actually gone to both schools, you're not going to really know what it's like. So, you know, I try and not talk about it as much as possible, and just, no, I root for both. And you know, people don't really like that. So
sorry,
it's fun. It's fun when they play, and it's going to be a fun weekend. You know, it's Michigan's looking really good this year. You know, State struggled a little bit. I think, you know, that head coach is, you know, new, and he's done a really nice job. So hopefully they gets things back on track. But it's nice to be able to root for a team like right now, like Michigan, that's, you know, really rolling. So,
yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I did my research. I had to ask a tough question. Before I get to
Nate, no, it's all good.
Did you like playing it at one of the fields rather than another one, or hitting at one of the fields rather than one of the other ones?
Yeah,
you get harder on him.
I know, yeah, right? I'm sorry.
It's not. I like both. For a left-handed hitter or right-handed hitter, left field at Michigan is much shorter, taller wall. So you got to hit it high, but for whatever reason, so like that, you would think that'd be the easy answer. For whatever reason, the way the field's built, the wind is always blowing in there. So it does play a little bit bigger than the park actually is. I didn't feel like either of them really, I would probably say Michigan because of the turf. The turf was nice. You know, there's more hits on the turf. I felt like some balls on the ground that, you know, don't get through on get grass, maybe kind of skip off that turf. So I think turf in general is probably more of a hitter's park. So probably Michigan.
Definitely. Yep. Nate, what do you got?
Yeah. So we mentioned the transfer a lot. We just kind of want to go through the transfer process. I know you went transfer portal and all that. So what was that like? What made the decision Michigan, and just kind of talk us through the process of what it was like to transfer after your senior year. I know COVID probably gave you an extra year. So let's
talk about that. Boy, I mean, I guess how much time do we have? yeah, this is, it is kind of a wild story. I the way my career went at Michigan State, and I think part of the reason why it was so easy for me to just feel so like get so into like Michigan and being a Wolverine is just my experience at Michigan was so positive the whole time. Coach Bakich was unbelievable. You know, couldn't have asked for a better coach. And so it made me, you know, grow really fond of Michigan really quick. And Michigan State definitely, you know, that was home growing up. That's where we went to, you know, I went to football games growing up, had season tickets. That was the dream school to get to play there. And I think, you know, everything about Michigan State outside of the baseball, not saying the baseball experience was bad. It wasn't at all, but You know, friends, all the people I met, the experience of going to football games was so awesome. And, you know, I loved, you know, getting the degree from there was great and all that. But, you know, my baseball, you know, time there was definitely difficult at times. You know, I didn't play much, especially early on. So, you know, it was more of a mental grind at Michigan State, the baseball side of things for sure. Cause you come in as a freshman, you're all excited. Like, this is the dream. And I, not to say I made it, but like, you know, that's where I wanted to go. And I got the opportunity to go there. So I walked on, I kind of was a late bloomer and a little bit of a late bloomer in high school, walked on there, got the opportunity as like a preferred walk on and turned down some other options with, you know, where I was going to get some money. But, you know, I felt like I was capable of playing in the Power Five, and I knew I wanted to do that. I wanted to play at the highest level. So that was, you know, when I got the opportunity to do it, I committed there quick. But yeah, like I said, I didn't play much early on. Redshirted my first year, knew I needed to develop a little bit. You know, had some success a little bit in summer leagues and stuff like that. But, and you know, played okay in the fall as well. And kind of was it stuck in that situation where I changed positions my freshman year. I went in as an outfielder. They kind of slid me over to first base for whatever reason, just never really got super comfortable there. Played some first for 2 years, bounced back to the outfield. Just kind of, it was one of those things, never really found a position defensively that, you know, they felt comfortable with me being on the field every day. So what it came down to really is a lot of, I was probably looking at like a DH maybe role, or, you know, pinch hit was kind of where I was. And, you know, those roles can be tough, especially when you're not getting a lot of consistent at bats. So, you know, the season would come and, you know, I work hard, you know, approach the season ready to go. And, you know, sometimes the opportunities weren't exactly there. So I think mentally for me, that was really tough for a while. You know, felt like I was putting in a lot of work, felt like I was, you know, capable, but understood, you know, there were some guys in front of me and there was maybe some opportunities that I didn't, you know, I wasn't getting. So, actually kind of decided to, you know, I think at every point, you know, there's a point in somebody's career, you got to understand, like, you know, your baseball career is going to end. Most people it ends pretty early, much earlier than where I'm at currently. And that's, you know, that's totally okay. And, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's kind of where I was. I knew I loved playing. You know, I played every summer cause I knew I needed to get at bats. And I, you know, I finally got to a point where it was like, okay, like I got to start planning here. Cause you know, my time here is going to be up. And if I'm not ready to move on after, like, I'm going to get stuck and I'm going to go home, not have a job for a year. And, you know, it kind of just, you know, I knew I needed to start, you know, looking. So I started kind of working on like the professional side of things. I started doing all the interviews. I started going to career fairs. I started building my resume, doing internships. I think I did maybe 3 internships. I did one in the fall. So I was doing school, fall ball, also interning part-time. That was a busy time. And then I got an internship that summer full-time and started working. And then I came back to school my last year after COVID and just kind of with a different mentality. It was just, I'm going to have fun this year. Always felt like I was capable, but you know, if you're not getting the opportunities and you know, if you're not seeing the result on the field, and at that time I wasn't, you know, I was just going to enjoy it. I got, at the end of the day, I had a great experience getting to play at Michigan State. You know, that's just, a lot of kids would dream to play there. And, you know, I understood that that school had given me so much as far as an education, a great group of friends. And that's kind of what I saw it as at that point in my career. And I was going to go out that season and just have fun and literally just try to help the team win in any way they needed me to do it. And you know, that's kind of how I always was. So whether it was, I think at one point in the fall, I told our pitching coach, I'll pitch. I was like, you know, if you need it, like if we don't have enough arms, I'll pitch. And he was like, nah, I think we'll keep your bat available. So, but yeah, I accepted a job over winter break. So I just went into that second semester very stress-free. I didn't just had to finish up a couple more classes till graduation. Went that first weekend and first weekend of my last year, kind of, you know, DH'd a little bit, a couple of the games, got a couple hits, was going okay. And then I got an opportunity to play center field the second weekend. A kid was the starting center fielder, was kind of banged up. He was dealing with a shoulder injury where he needed surgery, but he was kind of trying to play through it. So he ended up having to come out of a game. I was hitting pretty well, and I ended up bouncing out there like the fourth or fifth game of the year. You know, had a good game, played the next day, got another start and center, got my first start of the in the field in center, had another good game. And then I think by the fifth or sixth game of the year, I was hitting third and playing center field, and like the rest was history. It kind of got red hot for a while. And then, you know, the confidence started to build where it was like, okay, you know, I thought I could do this. I didn't know for a while, but I was starting to see like, okay, I can, like, this is real. I can actually play at this level. And you know, some people it happens late, and for me, that's what happened. So, you know, I got the opportunity and ran with it. Went through a skid in the middle of the season, slowed down, because, you know, I go from a guy that nobody knows who he is because I hadn't played much for 4 years. Now I'm the focal point of our offense, where I was, you know, hitting in the middle of the order and having a lot of success. So, you know, started getting pitched differently, had to adjust. And then, you know, I happened to have some success against Michigan that year. So then towards the end of the season, I started to get a little bit of interest professionally. And that's when it kind of hit me like, okay, like this is, you know, I can do this potentially, you know, at the next level. And I still think I lacked a lot of confidence. I think I was just kind of having some success, but, you know, maybe at that time I didn't believe it. It's cool to get the interest. And so the season ends, and I, at this point, playing another year was so far off my radar. You know, it wasn't even a thought in my head. I was like, I have to move on. Like, I can't stay in college forever. I had already accepted the job. You know, that was going to be a good position. And I went, because I had gotten a little bit of interest, I didn't have an agent or anything. So I asked a buddy on my team. His dad had some experience scouting and stuff like that professionally. So I kind of went to him for some advice and said like, hey, what should I do? Like, I haven't really heard a ton about pro ball, but some guy just called me and asked like, if I'm interested, and they're thinking about taking me like in the later rounds or maybe signing me undrafted. And I was like, I was just kind of a lot. I wasn't sure what to do. So for me, because I was kind of such an interesting situation at that time, where hadn't played a ton for a few years, and then kind of went out and was doing some things on the field, as far as like, I was playing center field, I was hitting for a little bit of power, you know, and I, some of those things that, you know, some scouts maybe like, and, but I don't think they knew how to assess me, because it's like, why was he not playing a little bit earlier? Or, you know, what is, you know, did he just get hot and that was it? You know, the track, there was just not enough at bats there, really. So I decided to play summer ball, and, you know, I'm a fifth year senior going to the Northwoods to play summer ball. Like, it's not a very common thing that happens, but, you know, I didn't start work till August. So I was like, let's give it a shot. Like, this is, playing professionally has always been my dream, so might as well see if that was an option. And I go out and play, and, you know, the kids I was playing with, we happened to have a decent amount of like power five guys in that team. And they kind of got word that I had that extra year of eligibility. I'm not really sure how, because I didn't really talk about it much. But, you know, then everyone started to try and like pitch me to come to their school. They're like, hey, like, you'll come in, you'll start, like, we need you, like, kind of that thing. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, wait, you know, if I'm not going to use baseball to play professionally, maybe I'll use it to at least, like, I never had a scholarship at Michigan State. So I was like, maybe I'll use it to get a master's degree and get it paid for. So maybe I'll look into it. So I talked to my parents, and they're like, yeah, go for it. Let's see. I was probably 50-50 at this point, whether I was going to play. I called my coach from Michigan State, kind of just explained, hey, you know, I decided, I think I want to get in the portal. I don't, obviously don't have scholarship here. Like, financially, I can't really afford to pay for grad school without a scholarship. So you know, he was really nice about it and said, yeah, I can help you in any way. Gave me the guy I needed to reach out to get into the portal. So jumped in the portal and with not a lot of expectations and with how crazy the transfer portal is, you know, it went a little differently than I expected. My phone started kind of blowing up, you know, as it happens in the portal. Like when you first get in, everyone sees your name and also a bunch of schools start reaching out. So, you know, I was getting more interest than I expected to get. And I happened to be at that time playing with a kid from Michigan. And he immediately calls Bakich, hey, Joe Stewart just got in the portal. I'm not sure what you're thinking as far as the outfield goes next year, but, you know, he's getting a lot of interest. If I were you, I would jump on it. So I get a text maybe 10 minutes later from Bakich. We start talking briefly over text. He says, hey, we need to, he was texting me like as if I had already committed. he's like,
that's fantastic.
He's like, we need to hop on the phone right now. You know, we need to get on the phone because if we're going to get you into grad school, we got to get this done. And I'm like, wait, what do we need to get done? Like, this is, I haven't even committed yet, man. Yes. You haven't even offered me yet. we're on a bus ride to Kenosha, Wisconsin. It was like my last game or two in the Northwoods. I just did like a temp contract. So I think I got officially in the portal that morning. I get off the bus, I call Coach Bakich, we start talking, and you know, he's a really high energy guy. And he's like, you were a Spartan your whole life, but you're going to come to Michigan. You're going to be a Wolverine. Like, I need to hear you say go blue on the phone. And like, you know, all this, and he's fired up, you know, he makes an offer. And you know, really what it was is, I knew Michigan probably when I entered the portal. I was like, that was maybe going to be a spot I was interested in because it kind of had what I wanted. Good athletic program, really good academics. You know, so I figured if baseball doesn't work out, I'm going to get that really good degree as well. So, you know, he calls and says all that. And the thing really that did it was he said, you know, none of this is a bash on Michigan State either. He was like, you know, I've known who you were because I played with a lot of those kids for a while growing up. So I know a lot of kids at Michigan really well. And he was like, I've known who you are for a while. You're a Michigan kid. You know, I kind of always felt, you know, I was always curious why there wasn't more usage maybe early on in your career. And then when we saw you play this year against us, you know, it kind of made me even more confused as far as why, you know, you weren't getting more opportunities early. And he said, I don't think that you realize how good you can be. And I don't think that you're even anywhere near your potential on the baseball field. And we're going to help you get there. And once he said that, I was like, it kind of clicked in my head. I was like, okay, like, you know, that's kind of always what I've thought of myself. I felt like, and even now still, you know, I still feel like there's a lot more in there. And that's kind of how I felt a lot in my undergrad experience. Like I felt like there was this different level that I hadn't gone to yet that I could. And he basically said, this is what we're going to do with you. This is how we're going to do it. And I think that you're going to play professional baseball and, you know, we're going to help you do that here. And that was kind of the first time someone said to me that they saw me as a pro prospect. And so I was like, okay, I'm in. Where do I sign basically? So I committed to Michigan within like 5 hours of being in the portal. Any other schools, I was kind of just like, hey, yeah, I'm going to Michigan. Like it's a done deal. So that was kind of how it happened. And the great thing about Coach Bakich is, you know, he's a very high energy guy. He's a good talker. He's a good recruiter, but the moment I stepped foot on campus, he never really wavered from that first conversation. He always stuck to exactly what he said to me as far as, you're going to play professional baseball, like you're a dude, like all this kind of stuff. And it gave me that bit of confidence that I lacked. And it, you know, when you start to hear someone say over and over something about you, whether it's true or not, you start to believe it yourself. And I think once I started to believe that I was good enough to play professionally, then it was like no doubt in my mind that I could do it. And I knew that, you know, the cards were kind of stacked against me with my age. And I knew it was going to be really tough. And, you know, a lot of people said that I couldn't get drafted or, you know, all these kind of things. I wasn't going to sign. It was too old. I wasn't going to get drafted. I was too old for a team to pick me. But, you know, Coach Backich made me believe that that was possible, and it ended up being possible. So, you know, I definitely have a lot to credit to, you know, this past year to him. Just the way he gave me an opportunity when I stepped foot on campus, didn't give me a starting role. I still had to earn it, but, you know, he gave me that confidence that I needed to believe that I was good enough. And, you know, that really kind of took my game to a different level.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Nate, I know you had the question about, I know you have the
biometrics
question. We're running out of time. I want to talk about draft day. Speaking of that, you played in Michigan State. You played with Mason Erla too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right. It was great. I got to rekindle with Mason at Instructs too. I haven't seen him in a few years. So it was awesome to see him and hang out with him a little bit there.
That just processed for me. Like as we were talking, I was like, oh
yeah, me and Mason were the same class at Michigan State. So yeah. I know Mason very well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, I mean, obviously both of you guys drafted, you were drafted as a Michigan Wolverine,
yep.
Ninth round. What was that day like, man?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's, you know, it's really weird. The MLB draft is, I feel like, so much different than other drafts. You know, I knew the Angels were a team that were really interested. And for me, I just, at the end of the day, I knew there was teams interested, and, you know, the age thing was obviously a factor. It just felt like from the start, the Angels were the team that was the most interested in me. And I wanted, you know, I wanted the team that wanted me the most, and, you know, I had a plan for me to be the one that got me. So it was really cool that, you know, when they called my agent, you know, on draft day, and we kind of started, you know, I kind of knew leading up that was a potential landing spot. And it was cool that they were able to kind of go and actually get me there in the ninth. You know, that area scout, Ross Vecchio, we built a good relationship throughout the year. You know, he came and watched a lot throughout the season, and got to have some really good conversations with him. So I felt like, you know, for him, it was exciting for me to have him go out and get me, because, you know, it kind of just solidified what we were, you know, had talked about throughout the season and stuff. So that was awesome. Yeah, it's such a cool experience, you know, just to, it's one of those. And, like, you know, I wasn't even a guy that was like a first rounder and stuff that was on the stage and stuff, but it still was just to hear your name called and, you know, get that call. And, you know, when it starts to set in that you just got drafted to be, or to the MLB, it is a really, really awesome experience. Something I'll won't forget for sure. And I was just home with, you know, family, and just got to kind of enjoy it with my mom and dad and grandma and brother and stuff, which was great. So
that's awesome. Putting like A and B together. Was it the Angels the year before too? Maybe Angels looking at.
No, no, it actually wasn't.
Okay.
No, it actually wasn't the Angels. Yeah, it was a Mariners scout.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I was saying you don't have to say. I was putting A and B together. I was like, maybe they saw Mason and they saw something in you.
But yeah.
No, that's awesome to hear. You know, congratulations on that whole thing. We had a plethora of questions. I mean, but I don't want to take too much more of our time up here. So, Nate, you know, appreciate.
No. Yeah, we're excited. Thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, for no problem. Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good.
Maybe I talked a little too long there.
No, you're good. We enjoy yeah. Our listeners enjoy getting, you know, the perspective of you know, what happens in the minors with Instructs and, you know, transfer portal, all that fun stuff. That does happen. And like I said, you know, you're unique because you played at both schools, a little bit older. So, you know, it's just cool to hear all the stories of kind of what went on in the background. And just, you know, hey, thanks for jumping on. Congratulations on a fantastic season. We look forward to seeing what you do next year and, you know, where you end up, whether it's back in Tri-City or, you know, hopefully Rocket City and Salt Lake and, you know, hopefully at the big league level someday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me. This is fun. It was actually the first podcast I've been on. So this is
awesome.
You know, first for me as well.
Perfect. I appreciate it, man. Guys, thank you so much for listening and have a great rest of your day.